Abortion opponents and pro-choice advocates crowded a hotel conference room in an office park outside Richmond Monday morning. In front of the full state Board of Health, speakers had 2 minutes to deliver testimony in favor of or against the regulations before board members got to work making changes. Some doctors, like OBGYN Margaret Walsh, said the regulations were necessary for abortion patients.
Those people can end up a week or two or sometimes even later with severe complications of infection or bleeding because the procedure wasn't done properly to begin with.
Other healthcare providers, though, pointed out that rules affecting the width of hallways or number of parking spaces have little to do with women's safety. Serena Floyd is an OBGYN and the medical director for Planned Parenthood in D.C. and Northern Virginia. She told the board that such regulations don't make abortions, a procedure that already has a less than 1% complication rate, any safer.
It limits access to other very much needed services for women who are some of the most marginalized women in our community.
The board is re-examining the regulations now after the U.S. Supreme Court declared similar rules in Texas unconstitutional. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.